T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, no. Good afternoon. We've got a whole new week. Very exciting thing and a whole bunch of craziness going on, as usual, amongst policymakers. If you could only take government, put it on a barge, and float it out to sea. If you could only make it a green energy project and have it be defunded, it would be wonderful. Advocates and Democratic lawmakers voiced their support for a resolution Friday to add a green amendment to the state constitution to enshrine environmental rights into law during a news conference at the Legislative Office building. The resolution, Joint Resolution 193, would amend the state's constitution to include the right of all people to a clean, safe, and healthy environment. Now, there is no such thing as a right that requires some people to pay other people to have their lives be different. There are no such rights. And this idea of putting constitutional or otherwise bringing into law orders that people be taxed so that other people's lives can be changed is just wrong and shouldn't happen and is against the idea of having a free society. When Democrats say they support the idea of freedom and liberty and all that stuff, they're lying, because what they're doing in policy is trying to take away your liberty. If your money can be stolen by politicians to give to their voters, not only does that rob you blind, but it breaks our system of government. It's using your money to break our political system, because democracy doesn't work if you can use money, taxpayer dollars, to bribe people to vote for certain candidates. That's one thing I wanted to talk to you about. How do you feel about the idea of there being rules written? See, the Democrats, because they are basically alone in the legislature and can create whatever kind of tragic legislation they want that supports a socialist system of government, they're able to incrementally change, brick by brick, the structure upon which America was built. There's no such thing as a right to live in a healthy environment. You can't give people rights like that. There's no such thing as a right to a telephone or a right to heat or a right to food or a right to a job. These are all fantasies of the left, but by proposing them, they help break down the notion of what America is, because they create a false notion of what it is. Study shows 1 in 3 college students can't afford food as Connecticut schools roll out programs for college students. Now, why should tax dollars go to give people who are paying money to study free food that you paid for? Are you not struggling enough to buy your own food? Here they go again, the communists. 860-522-9842. They want you to buy food for college students. Come on, man. What's going on here? Bob's in New Britain. Hello, Bob.
Hi, this is Bob from New Britain. Just wanted to call and tell you what a great job you're doing. Your commentary is spot on. It is absolutely infuriating to hear Democrats say things in public that any well-informed person knows is false. Biden created the border problem with executive orders. He can end it with executive orders. Screaming for more legislation is not going to change the situation unless Biden wants to enforce the law. Hey, thanks so much for listening.
Bob, thank you so much for listening. You're the one doing the listening. I'm doing the talking, but it was nice of you to jump in and add your voice to the conversation. 860-522-9842. We've got Doc in Harwinton. Hi, Doc.
Hey, happy Monday, I think.
Yes.
Boy, is that a slippery slope covered with banana peels when they say environmental rights? Who's going to define what is a good environment?
Well, who's going to pay for it once they figure out what it is?
Well, that's the first question. But the other question is, that is going to be such a changing definition that basically we're up the creek without a paddle. Heck, we don't even
have a
boat.
But it's a very targeted program. The idea is that Democrats underserve the underserved communities that they love to talk about, and labeled as underserved communities, to build empathy between, you know, an emotional connection between them and the people they underserve, to make the underserved communities feel like they're being served when they're not. So they try to pass legislation like this to build a stronger emotional bond and cover up their failures.
Unfortunately, a number of people are uninformed. Underserved and the overserved.
That is certainly true. Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Thank you so much for the call. I love that. Yes, a lot of people are misinformed. Not Fred in Middletown, however. Fred is the informer.
Yes. Well, I'm speaking the voice of correction now. Their statistic, they say one out of three college students can afford food. I say one out of three college students can't afford college. Yeah.
No, that's a higher number. That's a higher number.
Yeah. But yeah, if you can't afford food, you shouldn't be going to college.
So they're taking out student loans to go to college, going into debt to go to college, and then they need a social program for to have lunch. Come on, man. You're an adult. You're a grown-up person when you're in college, are you not?
Well, yeah, supposed to be. And 3 years out, you don't know what your degree is going to be worth in 3 years. I understand is the word on a college degree. Do you want to hear a poem? Do we have time?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear a poem.
It's not on topic.
Does it rhyme?
Yeah, it rhymes like a bat out of hell. It's called Climate Change is Real.
Oh, cool.
Climate change is real, and so is the flu. So what, if anything, is anyone or someone or everyone, if anything, to do? Regarding the climate, in five words, stop emitting CO2. As regards the flu, well, it's a matter of what to do and to not do. Do, keep a medically safe, scientifically informed distance, 6 feet, please, and cover your face. So don't bother to say cheese, breathe your own air, it's only fair. Going forward, it is, as any great thespian will tell you, all in the eyes. And do not worry about the children. Some pedagogue with a degree in being brilliant assures us that children are resilient. Do get yourself jabbed, injected with what the cool kids are calling our vaccine. Not having mRNA in one's blood is the new one clean. Do drop a dime on anyone who's not playing ball, following the protocol, imperiling us all. Do listen up as Fauci fulminates about viral loads. Do drop a dime on anyone who asks, what the hell happened to the Nuremberg codes? To sum it up in one sentence, the highest virtue going forward will, of course, be obedience. Thank you.
You are my favorite poet, Fred.
All right. Yeah,
I want you to be the poet laureate for the radio
double
station.
Duty. Sure, of the station.
Yeah, we should have one, don't you think?
Just the Shattuck. Yes, you should.
And it should be a totally rigged election, like a shoe-in for you.
Yes, yes. We'll just, we'll get Wanda on the case. We'll start voting immediately. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Help him, Wanda. Come on, man. All right, Fred, we like it. We'll work on that. 860-522-9842. Rant line number, 751-4698. Can I play? Let me play this before we take a quick break. This is a British TV show. I love this. I'd never heard of this show before. It's called Yes Minister. And then there was a second year of it called Yes Prime Minister. It was big during the 80s when Margaret Thatcher was prime minister. I'd never heard of this. And Margaret Thatcher said it was her favorite TV show. And it became a really big thing. But listen to this little clip. It's just really cute.
Government isn't about morality.
That's the bureaucrat, the professional government person. And it turns out they were having a big dispute about this during this period of time, because this TV show revealed that the political class, the permanent bureaucracy, like what we have in this country, the big bloated bureaucracy was the problem in the country. They slowed everything down because they thought the politicians were too dumb. So this show was designed to accentuate that dispute.
Government isn't about morality.
So he's the advisor, and this is the government secretary, the you know, the head of a department.
Really? What is it about?
Stability. Keeping things going. Preventing anarchy. Stopping society falling to bits. Still being here tomorrow.
What for? What is the ultimate purpose of government if it isn't for doing good?
Minister, government isn't about good and evil. It's only about order or chaos.
And it's in order for Italian terrorists to get British bombs. And you don't care.
It's not my job to care. That's what politicians are for. My job is to carry out government policy.
Even if you think it's wrong?
Well, almost all government policy is wrong. But... frightfully well carried out.
That line, I just thought was wonderful. 860-522-9842. Quick break. More coming your way on WTIC.
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
So during the 1980s, when Maggie Thatcher was the Prime Minister of England, this TV show was on the air called Yes Minister. And Yes Minister was based on this divide of power in government between the bureaucracy, the bureaucrats, the people who were in government for life, and elected officials who couldn't get things done that they wanted to get done because a minister, that's the head of a department, you know, like a cabinet secretary, a minister would issue an order and the bureaucrats would slow it down. Deep state. Yeah. Deep state is an obvious thing, as it turns out, that is a natural occurrence if you create a class of civil servants who have powers to protect their jobs. If their jobs can't be terminated by elected people, then you've severed the connection between the people and the making of policy. Isn't that interesting? So I often wonder why it was possible ever to pass civil service legislation to protect government jobs from the whims. This was how it was sold, I think, that to protect those who worked in government from just being pawns of elected officials. So somebody would get elected, they'd fire everybody who worked in government and give all those jobs to their friends. Not good. The repair is to make all of those people who have jobs inside government permanent workers. And then you have dethroned politicians who win elections for 2-year terms or 4-year terms. Meanwhile, the civil servants have permanent terms. And the political class has to buy their support. Now, who would have thought of a system like that other than a big government commie? A socialist. Somebody who thinks the key job of anyone with influence in government is to figure out ways to get more power and more money into government all the time. Keep expanding government. Take the people out of the mix. Get rid of their voices. This is part of where we are right now, I think, that frustrates people so much. That obvious good policy isn't generally one of the options that, politicians consider. Because they're too busy figuring out how to move mountains around to fit their long-term electability. It's fascinating. So this was revealed by this TV show. And that's what this clip is. You've got the bureaucrat.
Government isn't about morality.
That's the bureaucrat talking to the politician, and this is the politician.
Really? What is it about then?
Stability.
Stability.
Keeping things going, preventing anarchy, stopping society falling to bits, still being here tomorrow.
What for? What is the ultimate purpose of government, if it isn't for doing good?
Minister, government isn't about good and evil. It's only about order or chaos.
And it's in order for Italian terrorists to get British bombs. And you don't care.
It's not my job to care. That's what politicians are for. My job is to carry out government policy.
Even if you think it's wrong?
Well, almost all government policy is wrong. But...
And there you have it. Of course all government policy is wrong. That's the way it's designed. Because the motivation for somebody who wins an election is to try to win the next one bigger and to get more power as time goes on. It's fascinating. I spend my life studying this stuff, and it surprises all the time in little nuances of how I understand it. I'd like you to come on that ride with me and give your input at 860-522-9842. But it's an incredible thing that in England, it was interesting because the politicians loved this TV show that made fun of them, that became a huge hit. The politicians liked it because they got an excuse for their failure to get anything done. And that was they could start blaming the bureaucratic state, the deep state. And everybody in England understood because they'd seen the TV show. They hadn't really heard of this idea of the power resting in the bureaucracy until this TV show, Yes Minister, and then Yes Prime Minister were on the air. And the bureaucrats liked it because it made them more powerful and famous. Like they got credit all of a sudden for being the ones who controlled things. It's very, very funny. And a lesson in that the problems that we're having aren't necessarily that unique. You know, there's new circumstances that come up all the time, like the power of social media to heighten the influence of the extremists because the extremists get the most attention on social media and that makes them powerful. But it's all about them grabbing our power and telling us one thing while they do something else. And that's hard to get your head around, but that's how it works. That's where the incentives lie. People respond to incentive. That's what humans like, is incentive. They like stuff given to them in return for offering their friendship, and that's what politics is. We're going to pause for news, and we'll have some more conversation coming your way on WTIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Why wait? Come on. Oh, come on. Why wait? You can rant right now at 860-751-4698 on the Todd Feinberg Show.
WTIC, I'm not that familiar with lottery games, but every once in a while, the numbers get crazy big, and my wife sends me out to buy a ticket, or she buys them, and I have to help her with them, whatever kind they are. Anyway, the numbers now are amazing, and it seems to me odd to want to buy, well, illogical to want to buy tickets just when the jackpot goes crazy, because what's the difference? You're not going to win anyway, or, it's a distant chance. It's like 1 in 30 million or something. I don't know. They're crazy far out chances. And I've been in these little lotteries. Like you go in a store and you drop your card into a container, you know, and maybe 100 people enter, or 50 or 200, and you still can't win. And I've done little contests where you have a 50-50 chance, and I can't get it right. Still, with an estimated $1.1 billion prize in Mega Millions, and what's the Powerball? 800 million. Are you a regular of the games? And are you salivating over this? Because I did find myself the other day, it was in the news a couple nights ago, and I started fantasizing about how much fun it would be to have all that money. You know, you could give gifts to your rich friends, and they'd be appreciative about how much richer you'd made them, and it wouldn't make a dent. So I would love to know what your ticket buying philosophy is. Do you have I assume you can buy these things, you can buy season passes or whatever for these things where you play the same number all the time or automatically play. Does that happen? Are you somebody who buys only when it gets big like this, or do you buy when it's small? That's it? You can pay 2 weeks at a time and that's it? So what causes you to play one of these things, Roland? Mm-hmm. And is it less to play? Dollar is nice, because a dollar doesn't buy you much these days. So if a dollar could buy you a chance at $1 million, that'd be not bad, especially if the odds are good. 860-522-9842. What is your approach to the fantasy of free money? It seems to me that's what you're buying, is a fantasy, that it's fun to fantasize about being rich. So I was going off on this idea the other day. It was so much fun watching the news, and just I was surprised by how engrossed I got in my own fantasy of what I would do with all that money. You know, who I would give some to and who I wouldn't. Those kinds of things. And it's fun to be vindictive in your fantasies about how the people, you know, the family members who've been grouches to you. Or maybe the opposite, be generous with the people who've been grouches to you, just to show them you've got that much money, that much power. You've got that much influence that they don't even matter to you enough that they're mean to you to make you want to get revenge. 860-522-9842. So share, please, what you think about the lottery, how you think when it gets big like this. Does this make you drop out for a couple weeks? Because it gets too crazy, but it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't change the odds. The odds are impossible either way. Am I right about that? I don't really understand it because I've, you know, it's not something I've focused on. 860-522-WTIC. Bob's in Torrington. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
So
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
I shouldn't ask you a question.
You shouldn't.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay, good.
The bottom line is, I don't play the lottery that much or anything like that at all. But when it gets up to the numbers that they're at right now, yeah, I'll go down there and I'll spend $5 on one set of tickets and $5 on another set of tickets. But related back to your conversation before,
okay,
that why should you play it or why shouldn't you play it? Is that, when are you ever, ever, ever in your life ever going to have an opportunity to win so much money with so little spent?
It's
astronomical. It's just, why not do it? And I don't play it every week. I don't. Unfortunately, there are some elderly out there that play it a lot because they figure that's going to be their retirement or whatever. But,
yeah,
you know, the bottom line is, in my lifetime, I'm never going to be able to fathom the idea that I can win $1.1 billion by dropping down $5 on a bunch of tickets.
And when you don't win, what do you say to yourself?
Nothing. I just, you know, it's $5 that I would have spent on a coffee or $5 that I would have spent on a cheeseburger or something. You know, no big deal.
That's fair enough. But I do have this sense that what you're really buying is the fantasy. It's entertainment.
You are buying the fantasy. 100%. And
that's cool. I think that's perfectly justified. It's just like putting a buck or whatever it is into a slot machine.
Absolutely.
You know, you have a little
rush.
You're
buying
there.
The fantasy. Absolutely. Yeah. You're buying the fantasy because once you put the money down there, now you think, well, I got a chance to win. And then your mind starts reeling it. I just bought tickets tonight. I'm coming home. I'm thinking, geez, if I hit that, I could take care of my kid. Hey, I could take care of that. I could take care of that.
There you go.
You know, it is a fantasy. You're buying the fantasy. That's exactly what you're doing. You're buying the fantasy. And the caveat on the whole thing is you won.
There you go. You got your return on investment. Even
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When's the last time you could spend $5 on a fantasy and enjoy it until the day of the drawing, so to speak?
Well, that's a really good point, too, is you get a time frame to enjoy it that is fairly lengthy, as opposed to just, you know, like at a carnival where you buy the ticket so you can throw the three things that it's impossible to make go in.
Yeah, you get the cotton candy, you eat it, and you're done. You get it.
It's over in a second, and you got nothing for it except fatter.
I'll be laying in bed tonight thinking, oh, I'm going to spend $1.1 billion.
Yep.
And, you know, I might even think about you. Maybe you need a little help, too.
Can
down
you
there,
do? I definitely do. If you could just throw $1 million, it'd be fine.
$1 million, that's all you need?
That's fine. I'm not greedy. You know, you got a lot of people to take care of, Bob.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to enjoy my fantasy for 24 hours. And if I don't win, I chalk it up to I just ate myself a cheeseburger.
Yeah, and you had a good time doing it. Thank you, Bob.
All right, talk to you, bud.
There's some good perspective on why we, isn't that right? That's why we buy lottery tickets. John in Southington. Hi, John.
Good afternoon. On the $1.1 billion,
yeah.
even though you can claim you're a billionaire, but you're really not because they take almost 60% of that, and then they got to pay taxes on that. So you probably end up with maybe $310 million.
You know, who's going to quibble?
No, I wouldn't quibble, but you know, everybody says I'm a billionaire, but it doesn't happen.
Well, you invest wisely for a couple of years, and you probably could be.
That's it. Only on the check when they say you won the $1.1 billion.
Yeah.
That's all it is, a false check.
It's a lie, a marketing lie.
That's true, because they want you to take it over 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
But it comes out to the same.
Wait, if you take it, because they get to have the money in the bank and they get the interest, right?
Right. this way you're getting your stipends, you know, what's 300 billion? I mean, 300 million.
And 300 million is nice money to fantasize about.
Yeah, I know. But they're just, you know, keeping that. And I don't really understand it, but I guess because they can't make money off of it, so they give you 55%, 60% they take off
right.
the top.
So, well, yeah, because they don't actually give you that much money. They give you a piece of it that will
right.
produce income. So yeah. They're not tying up as much cash as it sounds like. So you're right. The
right.
whole thing is a little
but
fantasy.
But if you take
there.
It over 20 years, forget it.
Well, you get more over 20 years, though, don't you?
Not really, because you don't know if you're going to live over 20 years.
Well, that's true, but you have people who you would hand it off to anyway when you died
that's
if
true.
You had it all.
That's
so you could just be having it go to an estate for them. John, thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you. Brian in South Windsor. Hello, Brian.
How's it going?
Hey, well, I'm enjoying being rich, and I'm having this little fantasy about it.
Well, I always base everything off the dollar bet. Value meal at McDonald's, so I can either get two tickets or two McDoubles that only fill my hunger for about 5 minutes.
Have they changed that, or they still have the dollar? What's it called? Value meal?
Yeah, I think it's two for four now. So each McDouble's one lottery ticket these days.
Yeah. So I guess if you're hungry, you're saying you get more filled up on the lottery ticket. True or false, Brian?
Those $4, the McDonald's goes right through you, at least for the lottery ticket. You can think about it for a day.
Yes, yes, you can get a lot of nourishment out of it. All right, thank you, Brian. 860-522-9842. More calls coming up after this on WTIC.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
Oh, yes. $1 billion here, $1 billion there. You win a couple of those, and you're starting to talk some real money. 860-522-9842. How much is that fantasy worth to you? Jim in Cromwell. Hey, Jim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Couple things. If you take the lump sum, they take an additional 20% right off the top. So when the pot gets this big, I would never do that. I would just take a yearly payment. And the other issue is that I always play with a Powerball, with a power play, which there's a multiplier on that. So even if you don't win the first prize mm-hmm. and somebody, you know, wins, you come up with, you know, between $2 and $5 million. There was a winner in New Jersey that had five numbers on Saturday, I believe, and
yeah.
he won $2.5 million.
Yikes, that's pretty good too.
It's not shabby. I mean, I would definitely not look the other way on that.
No, that way, that's good lunch money, good pocket money for walking around town and, you know, buying people a cup of coffee.
You buy a lot of coffee for $2.5 million.
Well, you got to do it over a long period of time, presumably.
And I agree with what you're saying about the fantasy of it. I mean, I do it all the time. You know, if I did win, I would do this, I would do that. And for the $2 or the $3, depending on what you play, $2 for the regular ticket, $3 for the Powerball or the Power Play, you know, you're not spending a gazillion dollars. As long as you keep it in check and in your reality, you're all set, I think.
Right. So you're getting a reasonable gift in return for your investment. There are these sometimes I see interviews with successful people. And I've seen a couple of times when they ask for their advice, how do you do it? And one of the things I've heard people say a couple of times is always have a lot of cash in your pocket, you know, enough to make you feel flush, like you've got some power. And that is, I think, maybe the same dynamic as when you buy a lottery ticket and you have that feeling of possibilities about yourself. If you want to be successful in life, you want to have something good going on in your life that makes you feel you've got good possibilities, right? And buying a shot at $1 billion for a few bucks, that's pretty cool.
Give you security for the moment until the numbers are picked.
Yeah, and then you start over again.
Right.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
It's nice to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Juan, where were you on Friday? You didn't call in on what do we call it? Order up.
Where was I on Friday?
Never mind. I didn't mean to hit you with such a difficult question.
No, it's just I was under the weather Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, that's bad timing.
And getting out of bed
so
today.
You just felt good enough today and you had to go back to work?
I had to go back to work. Because, you know, every time that the lottery gets up this high, I might buy $5, $10, maybe $20.
Yep.
Just to take a shot at it.
Just for the fun of it, right? The fantasy.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of money comes with a lot of problems so quickly.
What would be the biggest problem, do you think?
I think people just start leeching onto you.
Harassing. Everybody, people you haven't talked to since grade school are suddenly old friends calling up to see how you're doing.
Exactly, because now that you got all that money, maybe you can lend them a little bit of money, or you know, everybody just comes out with a handout.
Well, if I wanted, the first thing I would do is go into hiding. I would go somewhere, get the presidential suite at a fancy hotel, and hire security, and make sure nobody could bother me.
You don't even have to do that. All you need to really do is buy yourself a good lawyer, have a good attorney at hand to create a company that owns the ticket. And then you just kind of isolate yourself from that.
Well, you have to make sure, though, that they don't put... If they, you can't have them putting your name on TV or anything.
No. But, you know, some lotteries have... I don't know if this one do or don't, but some lotteries have that. Well, you have to name somebody. That's why if you lawyer up, you know, there's so many loops around that, and then mm-hmm. you can just completely be incognito.
Yeah, well, that would be the key.
You have to go play.
You want it to be unknown that you just became a billionaire, you know, on your street sure. where the next house is 30 feet away. You know, you don't want people walking over to say hi who you've never met.
If the other problem that happens a lot is people don't, you know, are not accustomed to living within their budgets or have.
Most people end up broke, don't they?
Manage money, yeah. And then just you know that inability it's just so much money is wasted in that. Then just kind of stop and take a breath and figure out a good strategy to keep that, make that a generational, you know.
No,
gift
that's
to
a good
family.
Point. That's a good point.
You know.
So how many homes would you buy during the first couple of weeks? What do you think?
I buy one in Europe. I definitely buy one in my home country.
Yeah.
I buy one. I'll stay out of the West Coast because it's too woke for me and too shaky.
Yeah, skip the and plus it's flooding and mudsliding.
Japan. I buy a house in Japan because I would buy myself a Gulfstream, and I would go to Japan, spend time in Japan.
A Gulfstream? You're going to drive to Japan?
No, Gulfstream is a jet.
Oh, a jet. I'm sorry. I don't fly in those circles. A Gulfstream, so you'd be. That's one of those. Yeah, make sure you get the backup air supply, though.
I'll bring you along, Rosalie. You guys can come along.
That'd be great fun. Thank you for that, Juan. We've got to get to a traffic update already. How did this happen? The BPS Lawyers Traffic Center, Mark Christopher. Mark?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.